skies mean everything is alright. Sunrise lifting in the skies. Blue skies mean we are gonna play nice. Sunrise till we say goodnight.
This time around on Author's Corner, Elizabeth Wright Anderson joins us. She's written a book called Thoughtful Proclaimer, a bottom-up guide to preparing Bible messages that transform you from the inside out. We had a great conversation off the air talking about authorial intent and also how to pick, you know, a passage from the Bible, how to make the Bible readable. So welcome to the show, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about why you wrote this in the first place. What drove you to write this?
A couple of things. The main thing is I wanted to teach people how to be able to prepare sermons and Bible study talks really thoroughly and focused on the author's intent for the passage and also God's more universal intent for any Bible passage.
Yeah, did you feel like there was a need for that? Like you could see that in what you were seeing as you talked to different people about the Bible and as you looked at sermons?
Yes. I went to a conference of a bunch of speakers just to test out my theory that there was a need for this. And I asked them, when you choose a Bible passage to preach on or teach on, how do you decide what your topic is going to be? And they all said things like, well, it just comes to me, or I just know what it is, or I listen to a lot of other people's sermons and see what they said, or different things like that. And I thought, that's really the problem. You're not actually supposed to say, what does it mean to me? That's interesting, and that's good to know, but you're really wanting to know, what did it mean to the people who wrote it back in Bible times. And that will help you then know what it means to God. And what it means to you is really the third thing that's interesting. But the main thing is what it meant back then, the people it was written to, and what it means to God in a more universal sense.
And for you doing this research and really diving deep, not that you hadn't done that before, what was that like? What was that journey like?
Oh, it was really great because I was actually working on a doctorate in preaching the literary forms of the Bible. And so when you're thinking of the Bible as literature, you're really thinking of the author. I mean, when you read literature, you always want to know about the author. And why they wrote how they did and what they were thinking, why they used the words they used, why they used the format they used, how they arranged their material. And so that's what began to make me think that the author is important. And that it seems like pretty obvious that the author is important, but usually we don't, we say that, but we don't actually think about it. And so context is super important, and that means a large context, like the whole book that somebody wrote is important, not just a paragraph or verse.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we really talked about when we talked off air. Like I mentioned at the top of this, we're speaking with Elizabeth Wright Anderson. Her book is Thoughtful Proclaimer, a bottom-up guide to preparing Bible messages that transform you from the inside out. Authorial intent. Tell me about that. I was fascinated by that.
Well, it's kind of a lost art. It's something that over the last couple hundred years really has gone by the wayside, and now we generally read our cultures, you know, modern cultures, we read for meaning, for what it means to us. How does it make us feel? And that's a very, you know, that's good in a sense, but when you're reading for someone else, for example, if you're going to be teaching or preaching, not really so important how it makes you feel, you need to know something more about it. You need to have more authority. And so that's where finding the author's intent gives you some more authority to ground your message. And it takes more work in the beginning, but what I always recommend is to people who are teaching or preaching to do an entire book of the Bible. And that way, in the end, it doesn't take nearly as much work, because once you realize you really get into the writing of the author and you're really understanding what they're trying to say, you don't have to worry about it every week, because you already know what they're trying to say. You've got their meaning. You know their audience. You know what the issues they were writing for probably were. And at that point, then you have more authority, more sort of a personal authority to then delve into what you think God is saying to other people, and then applying that to your own life. Instead of starting off with, well, this makes me feel happy or sad, or isn't this a pretty verse, or, you know, kind of greeting card or fortune cookie preaching. I don't like that. That's what I'm trying to get away from, and being more thoughtful and more focused.
Oh, I like that. Fortune cookie preaching. That's a hashtag, you know, you just created. But it's true. It's so true. You know, and the intent is there. But boy, it is so different when you think about it that way. Authorial intent and what that means, and looking at a whole book versus the passages, for sure. Now, you told me something interesting, too, because you learned a lot when you went to Nigeria. You taught in Nigeria. What was that like, and what was your takeaway from that?
Well, it was really wonderful, and they actually want me to do teaching online now so that I can continue. But there's a lot of, you know, we think of Nigeria, and we don't realize there's two completely separate, well, at least two, maybe three cultures. One is very Christian, and the other is very Muslim, and they're very separated. And the Christians have been Christians there for generations, and they are fantastic, as far as being, their faith and all, but they haven't really focused on the theology of reading the word for God's message. Really, they do a lot of Bible stories, and it's all about, a lot about what we call the health and wealth gospel, which is, if you believe in God, then you will be rich and healthy. And so I was really trying to get them to actually look at what God was saying, what was the author saying in the passage, and to preach that instead of preaching Bible stories, with the goal to keep telling people that if they have faith in God, that everything will be great in their lives. And so it was really wonderful, because they were just kind of blown away, and some of the pastors there, I haven't actually heard them preach since, but I've heard that their preaching is just turned around, and they're doing a really wonderful job. And it's just because their culture told them, you know, God is good, and He wants you to have a wonderful, happy, great life all the time. And so we were studying the book of Philippians at the time. Was one of the books I was teaching them, and Paul was in prison, and I was like explaining to them, you know, Paul's in prison, and that was kind of shaking him up, because they hadn't really thought of reading the Bible in context like that. And yeah. So it was great teaching them. They were really hungry, and they loved it, and they were grateful, and that's what it was like in Nigeria.
Yeah, and so they had the takeaway. And what is your takeaway ultimately for the people who read your book? What do you hope they take away from it?
The biggest takeaway is that message preparation should be messenger preparation first and foremost. That you should be changed. That's another thing, you know, if you're looking at the Bible, what it means to me, you're not really letting it change you. You're making it come into your world. And if you're looking for the author's intent, you're finding out what God wants to do in your life that might be different. It might be new. It might change how you're thinking. It might change how you're feeling. And so letting Scripture transform you is the key thing that that I want people to get from my book. That's like the bottom line. Let it change you first, and then you can prepare your message.
A perfect place to end this. Elizabeth Wright Anderson, you pick it up on Amazon. Thoughtful Proclaimer, a bottom-up guide to preparing Bible messages that transform you from the inside out. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.